I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Netflix, it made a big announcement recently. The online streaming service is expanding into an additional 130 countries, including in sub-Saharan Africa. Russell Southwood is the chief executive of Balancing Act. That's a consultancy specializing in telecoms and the internet in Africa. I got to say, given the politics in Nigeria, I'm really hoping there is a House of Cards Abuja that becomes a thing, because the Kevin Spacey version would pale, I think, in comparison. Is that where things are headed for Netflix?
Netflix, in fact, is covering the whole of the African continent, including North Africa. It's very, very early days for them. They kind of pre-signaled that they were going to come into South Africa, which is one of the bigger markets. At the moment, they're buying modestly in terms of content, it seems, as far as we can make out.
So just practically speaking, what does Netflix going into the African market mean for Africans? What will they get?
They will get pretty much the same international range of programming, both TV programs and films, that everyone else gets. In addition, they will have a gathering of films that will be both African in orientation and maybe even specific to their country. So if you're living in Nigeria or South Africa, you may well see movies from your own country. My guess would be that they have chosen a sort of select amount of African content to go with to start with, and they'll build that up slowly.
I mean, well, you've got countries like Nigeria and Kenya. They produce a lot of content. There are active kind of filmmaking industries going on there. Will this help those filmmakers and that whole infrastructure?
A company of the scale of Netflix coming in will hopefully drive a process of professionalization. At the moment, there is an increasing demand for African content, not least because Africa is making the transition to digital broadcasting and the number of channels is increasing.
So $7.99 a month for Netflix. A lot of people in Africa live on $3 a day. That seems like a lot of money to shell out for streaming. Why is Netflix going into the African market?
It, like many others, can see the future is in places like Africa. I think that $7.99 is a lot of money to somebody living on $4 a day, but actually that's not the whole story of Africa. Africa also has, in a number of countries, a reasonably large middle class, and therefore those people will have little or no difficulty paying. You're already talking about several million people already pay for pay TV services on the continent, so there's a willingness to pay there. And amongst the middle class, that sort of money is not always easy to find, but is one of the things that people tend to find money for.
Even among the wealthy, there seems to be an obvious catch, and that is this is a snazzy new technology introduced to some places where there's severely outdated infrastructure. Rolling blackouts are a daily event, if not an hourly event. It's not a winning combination, is it?
There is a very real problem with both network speeds and the cost of bandwidth and reliability in general. But the arrival of somebody like Netflix, in a sense, asks all those who are involved in providing bandwidth of this kind to up their game. I spoke recently to a colleague in Zambia who was telling me that he had bought a fiber to the home connection from a company in Africa called Liquid Telecom. He has given up his pay TV subscription and now streams all the content he wants to see on this fiber connection. So it's not impossible to do, and that's the future we're all hoping for.
So with Netflix going into Africa, going to Latin America, will I be able to see like Nollywood dramas now from Nigeria or Latin American telenovelas? I mean, that would be very interesting for a lot of the diaspora living in this country.
I think you'll find that there will be a range of different African programming, and the diaspora will be the first people to watch it, and then some small part of that content will be watched by other people.
Russell Southwood, chief executive of Balancing Act, that's a consultancy specializing in telecoms and the internet in Africa. Thank you.
Thanks for talking to me.